It's Thursday, January 2nd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a man in a pickup truck flying an Islamic State flag plowed into a large crowd in New Orleans' French Quarter early New Year's Day, killing at least 15 people and injuring more than 30 in what authorities called a terrorist attack. Two police officers also were injured in a shootout with the suspect, an Army veteran who was killed in the firefight. The FBI identified him as 42-year-old Samsu Dinjabar, a U.S.-born citizen from Texas. The flag was attached to the trailer hitch of the rented Ford pickup truck, in which investigators found weapons and a potential explosive device. Investigators were working to learn more about the driver's potential ties to terrorist organizations. The White House said President Biden offered New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell full federal support. "There is no justification for violence of any kind, and we will not tolerate any attack on any of our nation's communities," Mr. Biden said. The attack prompted a postponement of the Sugar Bowl, which was to be played in New Orleans between the University of Georgia and Notre Dame. In other news, firework mortars and camp fuel canisters were found stuffed into the back of the Tesla Cybertruck that exploded outside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel early Wednesday, killing a suspect inside the vehicle and sparking an intense investigation into possible terrorism. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police and Clark County Fire Department officials said that a person died inside the vehicle and 7 people nearby suffered minor injuries. By late Wednesday afternoon, authorities were still working to get the body out of the vehicle and start processing the evidence inside. President Biden was briefed on the explosion. "Our number one goal is to ensure that we have the proper identification of the subject involved in this incident," said Jeremy Schwartz, acting special agent in charge for the FBI's Las Vegas office. "Following that, our second objective is to determine whether this was an act of terrorism or not," he added. Police Department Sheriff Kevin McMahill said authorities know who rented the truck with the Turo app in Colorado, but are not releasing the name until investigators determine if it is the same person who died. Around the world, at least 12 people, including 2 children, were killed and 4 others were seriously wounded in Montenegro on Wednesday, in a shooting rampage that followed a bar brawl. Officials stated that the shooter was still on the run. Police identified the attacker as 45-year-old Ako Martinovic. He killed the owner of the bar in the city of Katinje, the bar owner's children, and his own family members, Interior Minister Danilo Serenovic said at a news conference. "At this moment, we are focused on arresting him," Serenovic told reporters. Police dispatched special troops to search for the attacker in Katinje, located 18 miles northwest of Montenegro's capital, Podgorica. All the roads in and out of the city have been blocked as police swarmed the streets. Serenovic described the suspect as dangerous and appealed on the residents to stay indoors. Back in the U.S., federal agents found one of the largest stockpiles of homemade explosives they have ever seized when they arrested a Virginia man on a firearms charge last month, according to a court filing by federal prosecutors. Investigators seized more than 150 pipe bombs and other homemade devices when they searched the home of Brad Spafford, northwest of Norfolk, in December, the prosecutor said in a motion filed Monday. The prosecutors wrote that this is believed to be, quote, the largest seizure by number of finished explosive devices in FBI history, end quote. Most of the bombs were found in a detached garage at the home in Isle of Wight County, along with tools and bomb-making materials, including fuses and pieces of plastic pipe. The prosecutors also wrote, quote, several additional apparent pipe bombs were found in a backpack in the home's bedroom, completely unsecured, end quote. Spafford, who is 36, was charged with possession of a firearm in violation of the National Firearms Act. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.